The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
On how things are going at Lake Huron Medical Center. Joining us right now is the CEO of Lake Huron Medical Center, Joe's Couture. Joe's, good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Paul. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you.
Hope
you and your family are doing well and healthy.
And healthy is the key. We're staying healthy and trying to at least. How are things going at Lake Huron Medical Center at the start of this new year?
Well, I think one of the things is that with this new wave of COVID coming in and new variant Omicron coming in, we are quite busy. Actually, you know, our ED is busier than ever, and our inpatient census also has gone up. So our team of dedicated and committed staff are doing the best, and they are taking care of our patients. What we do best is providing safe and compassionate and quality care for our patients. And they continue to do that. As you know, Paul, we have been awarded as the CMS five-star hospital, where they rate us based on the quality, safety, and outcomes of the care we provide at Lake Huron Medical Center. So we are busy, and our staff are doing the best job what they can do kind of things. That's what we are doing.
Well, we sure appreciate the work that they do. You've been treating COVID patients there for going on 2 years now. This all started in March of 2020. How is the treatment different now? How are the symptoms different? What's different now as opposed to when the pandemic began?
So, you know, as you know, Paul, when the pandemic began, you know, I think a lot of our providers, physicians and nurses and all the other healthcare workers, that was new to them. So there were a lot of new medications. We were actually trying out new things and new methodology and things like that too. But now we have actually passed about close to 2 years now. I think there is better interventions, better medical care, and we understand the disease much better. So that way we are actually able to take care of our patients more effectively and provide best care for our patients too. And I think one of the other thing with the new variant, Paul, is that we are seeing, you know, the hospital admissions are there, but again, we are actually seeing less severity of this condition. I think that's one of the things we are actually seeing with the Omicron variant. I mean, sometimes it is also important to see that how we could actually, delay that, process a little bit better by having the vaccinations done, making sure that the people do the hand washing, wear the masking, and safe distancing. If we can, you know, reduce that infection rate, that will be much better.
Testing is certainly important, and there are a lot of different ways and different places people can get tests. One place that what I'm hearing from a lot of hospitals, what they're saying is please don't come to the hospital just to be tested for COVID, because you're very busy treating people with COVID and other diseases. Is that correct?
That is correct, but I think we still do. When our patients come to our ED, we make sure that we provide create a safe environment not only for our patients but also for our staff. So that way we are actually testing all our patients who are coming to ED with, COVID symptoms. Then we also have a drive-through still available for testing. But again, that's for the patients who really need that care kind of thing. That's one of the things we are doing it.
What are some other things the community needs to know about what's going on at Lake Huron Medical Center right now in terms of visitation, in terms of what's what they can expect when they come to the hospital?
Yeah. Paul, one of the things is that even with the COVID pandemic and the winter, our community members still have all the illnesses and ailments as any person will have. So my advice is to seek care whenever at the Lake Huron Medical Center emergency room or physician offices based on your needs. I advise not to delay the care, because it could be fatal if you delay the care for a longer period of time. So our Lake Huron emergency departments are safe. for people who are underinsured or uninsured. We do provide the care through our emergency department and people's clinics also. So my advice to them is that, you know, if they have a need, you know, take good care of themselves by either by going into the emergency room or to the, you know, or to our one of our physician clinics. That will, so that way they don't actually delay the care for them. Then I will also say, you know, we appreciate the community's, you know, community's diligence and understanding of our healthcare locations here in the community, because I think we are busy. There might be unanticipated delays in care in the emergency rooms and things like that because of the insurgence of the COVID surge these days. So I want the community to know, please be patient with our staff, and also recognize our staff for the great work they have been doing. Because as you know that, Paul, we are grateful to our healthcare workers every day, especially at Lake Huron, you know, Medical Center. I am more grateful for them during the last 2 years. We are fortunate to work with a great team of physicians, nurses, ancillary staff, and support staff. Last year, we learned that the depth of the compassion and resiliency and the expertise of our staff and our physicians. So we continue to take good care of our community and our patients and during their worst period of their time. So I think our staff need to be, or our healthcare professionals need to be recognized, you know, more these days than forever, than ever kind of thing. So I want the community to know that we are here to support them. We are taking care of our patients in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a very difficult couple of years for them, and they've been coming to work every single day, and we really appreciate that they've been doing that. We're talking with Joe's Couture, the CEO of Lake Huron Medical Center. Well, what's on the horizon there at the Medical Center, at Lake Huron Medical Center, COVID or non-COVID related, as we look ahead to 2022?
2022, we are very excited to welcome 2022 because we are in the process of expanding our cardiovascular services. We are also looking at to expand our cancer program, and we are actually looking to expand our neuro services at Lake Huron Medical Center. We still have our services, but we want to take it to the next step by expanding services, and we are still our ongoing screening program for cardiac services, like a free calcium scoring program. Then also there is also cancer screening program for lung cancer and prostate cancer. Those are some of the things which are coming up. Then in addition to all those things, we are also looking for some great people in the community to work at Lake Huron Medical Center. As you know, as every employers are looking for new employees to come and work with us, so there is a great opportunity for, if people are interested to work in healthcare, this is a great opportunity to work in healthcare. So we are actually looking for some good people in the community to work with us too.
Well, that's great. A lot of challenges, a lot of opportunity in this brand new year.
Yes.
Jose, again, happy new year. Thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck getting through this really difficult phase of the pandemic, and we'll check in again. We really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's always a pleasure talking to you, because you are always upbeat and positive about the things what's happening in the community, and I listen to your show on a regular basis kind of thing.
I appreciate that so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.